Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. My guest today is an author. You know, I love to have authors on my show because I love to hear what they want to share. You know, they've been creative about a particular subject matter, and I love it when we can be entertained but informed at the same time. Well, this particular book is entitled Finding Your Spiritual Balance. Very intriguing title. Finding Your Spiritual Balance in a Religious World, Discover Simple Christianity. I love it. So my guest is Kenneth Weatherford, and his organization is called, or his business is The Balanced Gospel. And you can always go to thebalancedgospel.com. That's balanced, the E-D at the end, thebalancedgospel.com. So let's go on and bring Ken on the line. Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me on Modern Living with Dr. Angela.
Well, thank you, Dr. Angela. I appreciate it.
Now, I have so many questions that I want to ask you, but I don't have enough time for them all. So the first one is,
okay,
with such a great title to the book, what is the book about? What can the readers expect to get?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, basically, it's about trying, kind of in the intro, I talk about you know, the walk is in the middle of the road where there's no potholes. And that's the object of the book, is to try to help people see how simple Christianity really is, real Christianity, personal Christianity, and stay out of all those potholes. I actually have a second book will come out eventually about, I call it Potholes on Church Lane. But this one's basically about what is Christianity. And it's not religion. To me, Christianity, real Christianity, is a personal thing between us as believers and God. I mean, that's why he sent the Holy Spirit as a conduit for us to be able to talk with him. And the opposite, of course, is religion. I think there's an old saying, I forget where I read it the first time, but basically it says that religion is man's attempt to control God and people. And relationship is what God wants with people. And sort of like going back to Adam and Eve, where he walked in the garden with them and talked with them and conversed with them every day. But that's what it's basically about, is just to bring it back to simplicity. There's been a lot of people over the years, C.S. Lewis, A.W. Tozer, and many others that have tried to to explain to people, you know, how simple it is. And how easy it is to get off the tracks. So I feel like it's just one more, hopefully, that people read and learn that it's not, I'll just say it, the hassle that people want to make it into.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's basically the premise of it right there.
I love it, and I like how you say that it's a personal relationship with God, that it's not about all of the religiosity of the rituals or the things that we're supposed to do in order to make it correct and true, but it's about that personal relationship that we have and that we develop. And I think that people who do that, people who understand that, that's how they're able to give such personal stories. But I mean, like those heartfelt stories that you go, wow, I want to be, you know, I want to have a relationship with God like that. Not that other stuff that we hear. So thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, because that is so, so important. Now, how did you come up with the title? Like, did the title come to you first and then you wrote the book, or were you writing the book and then the title kind of came to you or dawned on you that would be perfect?
It just kind of came along, and I was trying to shorten it, but it just didn't work shortening it. You know what I mean? But yeah, it just kind of, For years I had written devotions and occasionally preached sermons and discipleship classes and everything. And many of the materials were based upon, quote, the balanced gospel. And I don't mean lukewarm Christianity. There's been some folks, or well-meaning folks, and I understand what they're writing about, saying that balance means lukewarm. No, it means balance. You know, you got the extremes where things, you know, I used to teach science, and you get out there on the other edge and you have chaos or destruction. And what the center or the focus or the fulcrum is Jesus Christ. If we stay centered on him and don't get off to the right or left and don't get religious about trying to center on him, that's where everything, where being fulfilled as a Christian, spiritually fulfilled, is at. You know, we all come up with, I teach some classes and stuff, and I tell people we're all religious to a certain extent. You know, we all have a little bit of different idea about how to pursue God. And that's okay. But if we start trying to make that a doctrine, that's the problem. Because God talks to us, and that's the thing I really personally believe, is God creates us with different personalities, and he does it for a reason. Because every one of us, I think, I don't believe he controls all situations because he's got his free will. But he gives us, a path, and we have the opportunity to go right or left, but primarily to follow him. And that's really, to me, what it's all about. We're all different, and that's the thing that thrills me about personal Christianity, is that he doesn't try to make us look like somebody else, talk like somebody else, believe exactly the way somebody else does, because, again, he created us individually, and he talks to us individually. That's what I think is really cool right there.
Well, listeners, as you chew on that thought, we need to take a break, but don't forget two important things. One, you can find Kenneth online at The Balanced Gospel, then the number 2.com, The Balanced Gospel, the number 2.com as well. The music that you will hear right before we come back from commercial break is I Hear His Whispers by Jason Weber. You can find him online at CD Baby, and of course, the link, you can either click and go directly to his page or simply highlight, right click, and go. We'll be back right after this.
Are you sick and tired of going to the big retail chains and just not finding anything you like for a price you can afford? Fashion Affair is not like the big box stores. We realize the need for women's fashion at an affordable price. At fashionaffair.com, you'll find everything from apparel, accessories to shoes, beauty products, and so much more for today's modern woman. We even have a kids section. Start saving today by going online to fashionaffair.com. That's fashionaffair.com.
Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am Dr. Angela Chester, but my guest today is, I am so excited to say, because I personally had an opportunity to speak with him before about his book, and I'm fired up because I think this is a really great book. His name is Kenneth Weatherford, and his company is The Balanced Gospel. You can find him online at thebalancedgospel.com and at thebalancedgospel2.com. The book is Finding Your Spiritual Balance. Now, you guys know that I'm always talking about, you know, finding your balance and finding your purpose and finding the light that is going to get you from one place to another, and how God is always present and current in our lives, no matter what anybody tells us. So today's guest, I think, is just so appropriate for being here on the show with us. So how can we have a more personal relationship with God? How can we make sure that we're listening more to God and not to just the stuff, not the junk that's out there? in the world. So, Ken, thank you so much again for being on the show with me today. Now, there's so much I know that we could talk about on this particular show, but we just don't have enough time. And boy, do I need a longer show, let me tell you.
Right.
Because there's so much that I would love for you to share about your book. Now, we have about 3 minutes left in the show, but I really wanted to touch on, there's a phrase that you use in the book, and you say relationship versus religion. And we may have touched on it a little bit earlier, but what do you mean by that? For some people, relationship and religion aren't even synonymous. Like, they shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of that way. Religion, like I say, all of us are a little bit religious. We have different ideas about how to pursue things. But then again, God deals with us individually. The relationship is the central thing. If you start putting your stock in what you're being told, so to speak, without, you know, filtering it through your relationship with Jesus Christ, like checking the Word and stuff, then, you know, you're may or may not be getting the straight Word. I like what A.W. Tozer says in his Pursuit of God from the, like, 30s or 40s. He basically said that the church is made up of individuals. Well, he said it a bit like this. We're each tuned to the same tuning fork.
Mm-hmm.
And each person is attached or close to God that way, not corporately, but individually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the reverse of religion, is that religion, everything comes down from the pulpit or platform, and we all conform to that. But
mm-hmm.
that's not what the church is made up of, never has been. If you look back at the early church, it's individuals that God has inspired, that is God that has gifted, all making their input into the church. And the church
mm-hmm.
is made up of all those individuals. And, of course, some are gifted to be pastors and some teachers and prophets and all that. So we're
mm-hmm.
all used by God. And like I say, I love his deal. If you tune one piano off, another piano off, it's like the old copy machines where it gets worse and worse.
Right.
But if we're all tuned to God, we're all tuned to God, you know, we're on the same basis. And it's like an orchestra when we praise and worship back to God. So that's basically, I think, the idea of relationship versus religion.
Yes.
Religion,
oh my gosh,
you know,
that was
yeah.
such a great example. And I know that many of you remember the old copy machines. You could always tell when you got a copy, when it was time for them to kind of print off another one and start making fresh
mm-hmm.
copies. It was blurred. You could hardly see it. It was kind of dark or kind of had a grayish kind of hue to the paper. The paper was no longer white. Even though the paper went in white, it came out kind of this very dull color, because it was just kind of
mm-hmm.
used. So I think that is a awesome, awesome way to describe it. Well, Ken, I leave you with this again. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing with our listeners, and I'm pretty sure that many of them are going to turn into readers of your book. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. So, and I hope they do enjoy it. I think they will.
Yes, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Well, listeners, thank you as well for tuning in and being here with me this morning. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. Now, you guys know that I usually give a quick shout out to my diverse crowd, and I love it. You guys are just so awesome. So my top 5 countries for the week, of course, my home country coming in at number 1 is the great United States of America. Our neighbors to the north in Canada is number 2. Number 3 is Hong Kong. Number 4, and last but not least, is Australia. Thank you so much for tuning in and making our show a part of your morning. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Until next time, everyone, have an awesome day. Bye-bye.